Greetings and welcome to a very special episode of the Amped to 11 podcast. I am honored to be joined today by CEO and founder Jeremy Bhatia, who is leading incredible work at Eddy on all things AI innovation. Jeremy, welcome to today's Amped to 11 podcast.
Thanks for having me, Brett.
Yeah, this is a really special moment. I've been so fortunate to see the journey you've taken the last few years in building this incredible tool and now, you know, empowering so many different communities around the country in different sectors. But I'd love for you to share with everyone your mission, your vision, why you created Eddy, and what can people expect to see the incredible work that you're leading in this field.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Brett. Well, Eddy's mission, to put it simply, is to help mission-driven organizations take advantage of every dollar available to them. So that usually means two things. One is we help organizations ensure that they're taking advantage of every dollar that they're not in their organization currently. So these are grants, new funding sources, and we will proactively match that organization with and then help them apply for those sources using AI on our platform. So we both decompose these complex grants into, you know, a series of steps and reports that can be completed with AI. And then also once they, you know, get those dollars, there's all this kind of downstream work that needs to be done with financials. And so what our platform does is we also centralize both financial information and student information into one place so that organizations can really leverage the latest in AI to analyze that information, report on it, share it out. But our goal really is, like, you know, we're getting new dollars into the organization, but there is, you know, the large majority of the funding sources in an organization is really where we see a lot of opportunity for improvement and also for just better understanding how decisions are driving impact in that organization. And AI is a particularly good tool at, you know, solving this needle in the haystack problem, what it's called, right? Where you have a lot of different information in an organization, you're asking for like a very specific thing out of that whole organization. And that's what we're doing is basically providing really rich context, understanding the full breadth of an organization's data, centralizing that, and then using AI to answer a lot of questions. And, you know, we take a very risk-averse approach to the data we're bringing in. So we don't necessarily bring in PII unless the district requests it, but typically we're not bringing any PII ever. But we're also supporting nonprofits too that are working in the space and applying for a lot of grants or managing dollars, doing a lot of analytics. And really excited about the work we're doing right now and, you know, starting to see some really great impact both in new funding sources, but also in really optimizing existing funding sources and figuring out really granular data that, you know, frankly, leaders have never had access to previously. So
it's incredible. And again, I've been fortunate to witness the light bulbs go off in education leaders, nonprofit leaders, minds when they learn this solves so many of the challenges they face in managing and operating their budget, especially in a post-ESSER new education climate we find ourselves in, where funding cadences from the federal government especially are sometimes now not what they've been used to for, you know, decades. I'd love to hear from you. Who are some of the key organizations in education or in the nonprofit space that you're seeing the work you're doing in partnership with them really start to pay off, or some of the work that you're about to begin with them and why they're so excited about it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. So I'm on the East Coast, but, you know, as luck would have it, our largest customer base is in Washington State right now. So as far away from me as possible, but we are working in districts of all types in Washington, which is awesome, right? Being able to see the different types of impact. So rural, you know, semi-urban and then urban districts where, they have all sorts of different challenges, but what we're seeing is one is like dollars being rerouted or recovered very quickly, right? Where, you know, they have a funding source they need to claim. So being able to give those insights around, you know, here's how you could be coding these dollars or changing how you're submitting these reports back to the government to get, you know, more reimbursements. So we see that almost immediately. The second one is we are, you know, proactively matching them with a whole set of funding sources they didn't even know were out there. So they're applying for those and winning those, which is awesome. And then the big area now is we're really streamlining a lot of the reporting that they're doing on a regular basis so that it's saving them time, especially in districts where you have many leaders that are wearing a lot of hats, which is more and more the norm now, where, you know, there's a lot of pressure on administrators to like keep administration as low as possible. So administrators end up doing all sorts of roles, and being able to kind of offload some of that work for them is really helpful. But then I think the, you know, the broader mission of Eddie now we're really starting to take, is starting to take off, where organizations are bringing all their data on and starting to ask some like really sophisticated questions. And we just released AI supported visualizations recently, where, you know, just by typing in words, you can create visualizations around your data too. And, you know, now processing hundreds of thousands of rows of tables too, which is really exciting on the platform. So I think this fall is really focused on us on kind of stitching together a bunch of these workflows via agents. And so it's our AI agent fall for us. And a lot of that will be coming out over the next few weeks, and super excited about it.
I mean, your excitement's evident, but what I really like to hear is partners are seeing immediately all of the ways that you're kind of taking their job flow and taking the parts that are either just too vast for them to really be able to synthesize and break down for larger teams, but the fact that they're immediately reclaiming dollars or repurposing things more efficiently and effectively for students and their budget and workflow. I mean, that's such a huge need in education, and the fact that it works across rural, urban, Title I districts is just a testament to what you built. So I just want to say thank you for joining us on today's AMP211 podcast. And if folks want to learn more about you and the incredible work you're leading at Eddie, where would be some places they should check out?
Yeah, definitely. I would say add me on LinkedIn, Jeremy Bhatia. I think I'm the singular person with my name in the world. So that's helps with finding me. And then the other one is, you know, you can email me. I'm Jeremy at edify.ai too. Would love to be in touch.
Well, excellent. Then Jeremy, thank you so much for sharing this incredible tool, Eddie, that's transforming school districts and nonprofit organizations. And thank you to our listeners. And please reach out to Jeremy if you want to learn more about the ways he's supporting districts and nonprofits, empowering them through AI. Thanks again, everyone. Have a wonderful day. And thanks for listening.
Thanks, Brad.